Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Dr. Nurse Podcast. I am so happy you decided to join me today. My name is Sandra Pagenta, and I am the host of the podcast. I'm a doctorally prepared nurse practitioner who wants to share stories of nurses and nurse practitioners who are utilizing their degrees and their certifications with a business mindset. After spending from age 18 to 30 pursuing various levels of nursing degrees, I wondered if there was something more I could do with my knowledge away from the bedside and away from the hospital rat race. This question that I was asking of myself, I knew it had to be shared with other nurses and nurse practitioners. So I sought to figure out just what we could do with our education and our certifications away from the bedside. Come listen as I have conversations to help you grow your career with a freedom and an endless options mindset. Thanks for hanging out with me on the podcast today, and let's hear a word from my sponsors. So I want to take this chance to tell you about another sponsor of the Dr. Nurse Podcast that I'm affiliated with called NP Hub. I love this company because they are motivated to help place students with preceptors when school systems place them in really tough spots to find preceptors. I also love this company because they synergistically help nurse practitioners get paid to precept students. And you know I'm always down for a good side hustle. Let your NP license and your day job help you make an extra $8,000 a year with just precepting students and teaching them how to do what it is that you already do every day. I have a link to sign up in the show notes. Guys, check out their company and be sure to sign up. Hey guys, and welcome to episode number 7 of the Dr. Nurse Podcast Unscripted. This week, we are talking work life, mom life. We are chatting with Ashley Rechtenwald. She is a PA and the founder of Working Mom Notes, which is a supportive platform for working mothers. After having her struggle returning back to work after her first child, she really started to develop community and create a platform for working moms to share quote unquote notes from when they went back to work. So her podcast as well as her website contains tons of information regarding discussing salary gaps, work travel, maternity leave rights, postpartum depression, anxiety, and a bunch of topics that I think are really pertinent to moms returning back to the workforce. And as I said, she's a PA. She's now a mother to 3 little girls, and she spends most of her days working on Working Mom Notes. So guys, check it out. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. All her links are in the show notes. And I hope you guys have a wonderful and Merry Christmas. All right. Thanks for hanging out. Hi, Dr. Nurse Podcast Unscripted. And I am so happy to have on today Ashley, the founder of Working Mom Notes. And she's got a supportive platform for working mothers. And she and I connect a lot on a lot of topics that we find to just be like, what the heck is going on here? And so I wanted to bring her on to talk about some of these things as a PA and as a nurse practitioner that we found in healthcare as working moms that were kind of tough to swallow. So Ashley, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and get fired up with you.
Let's get amped, girl. Let's do it. So let's just go ahead and dive right in. Let's introduce yourself, kind of how you see your role these days, what you're working on, and just share your story. I want to hear a little bit about your Shark Tank pitch. You had a Shark Tank pitch. I want to hear about it all.
All right. So my name is Ashley Rechtenwald. I'm a physician assistant. I specialize in orthopedics and sports medicine specifically. Before that, I was an athletic trainer. So I'm all in sports medicine, if you will. I live in New Jersey and I have 3 children. They're ages 7, 5, and 3. And I had my first one when I was working full-time in the thick of it as a PA for a private practice. So I was doing it all. I was in the operating room 3 days a week. I was in the clinic. We were seeing upwards of 60 patients a day. So anyone in healthcare knows it's just like we had roller skates on. It was no joke. Double booked every 10 minutes all day long. You know, 6 surgeries a day. We were flying. And then I got pregnant. Everything changed. And when I returned after my first baby from maternity leave, I just had no idea what I was doing because I was new to the area. I didn't know many working mothers, and I just had so many questions. I mean, this was 7 years ago, so there's so many wonderful motherhood resources out there now, but at the time there was really nothing. And I decided to make a Facebook group to do two things: meet people in my area who work full-time too, who are moms, because I was literally just going to work, coming home, and like crashing, going to sleep. And so I couldn't really make friends. And also just ask these women questions about how to be a working mom. Like, how do I pump at work? What are my rights? Where do I keep my breast milk? All of these questions. I had no idea how to navigate life as a working mom. So it started out as a Facebook group, and then it grew into what I call Working Mom Notes, because it's the cliff notes of working motherhood. And the community has grown both locally, where we do mom meetups and we really can lean on each other and get to know each other and ask all those questions. And also now it's a national platform where really the goal is just to streamline information for a working mom so that they feel empowered through both community, feeling like they have a village, and experience, meaning knowing where they can go and get the resources they need to thrive as a working mom.
Yeah, that is fantastic. I love all of that because it's so true. You paint this wonderful picture of exactly what it's like going back into the wilderness after you've gone and given birth to your child, and then you go back into the workplace and you're like, I remember sitting down to type after maternity leave, and I couldn't even type. Like, it was like foreign, like the behaviors that I was doing, because I had taken such a long time to go back to work. So it's like, even in those little things that you're like, okay, wait, what do I need to do? Okay, I got to get back to the, it's almost this rewiring of your brain.
Yes. Like just trying to remember, yeah. I'm like, do I remember how to like tie in the OR? You know, it's straight, like, but it does. It's kind of like riding a bike, you know, back to that place. But it is a shift when you're at home with your baby and not only learning so many new things, getting to know this new little human, but you become a different person. Your priorities shift. And then you're sort of, you know, rocketed back into this environment where you're supposed to be the same person when inherently you're not anymore. And it's kind of an identity crisis.
Yes.
Like, who am I? Who do I want to be now? Am I still relevant in this role? Like, is this still the right place for me to be? Do I, you know, what do I love? What do I need to change about this routine? It's a lot of questions.
Again, well said. And one of the things that I was thinking as you were talking is, you know, what are the hacks that you, I guess, have learned throughout this time for working moms when they first come back to combat burnout? That's kind of the thing that I've struggled most with since coming back as a working mom is just, again, and we kind of talked a little bit about the podcast, that it looks different for everybody. But what are some of those things that you just kind of see the common themes reverberating through your community members and your working mom notes?
I really think the most important thing is building the village. So many women these days don't have a village. They don't feel like they have a village to lean on. And that is truly the most important thing. The biggest mistake, I hesitate calling it a mistake, but it was a misconception I had, was that you have a baby and it's like, poof, your village appears. But that's not what happened. And I was so confused. Like, wait, where are all these people? Where's my village? I have a newborn. Like, and everyone's just so busy living their life that it's not that they don't want to be a part of your village, but you need to be very clear and explicit in how different people can play a role in that village. And it's important for you to know what that means and what that looks like. No one else can define that for you but you. So I would say the biggest thing, quote unquote hack, if you will, is really work hard to build the village. Like, when you're pregnant, you know, get out there. It's really uncomfortable meeting new people, but it is so worth it in the end, just to have people that you can rely on. Get to know your neighbors, get to know the people in your community, get to know the, you know, beyond your coworkers. That was my biggest problem. And that makes a huge difference. Also, childcare, really try to tee yourself up with not just one or two options for childcare, but honestly, like five or six. And same thing, that comes back to your village of, okay, you know, the baby is sick. Like, how sick is my baby? Not sick enough that I need to stay home, but sick enough that they can't go to daycare. You know, okay, so now what does that mean? What does that look like for you? And if you have a partner, and if you're lucky enough to have a partner with a flexible work schedule, then maybe that works for the two of you. I know for me, my husband's job was not flexible, even less than my own. And so that was an issue. Like, when we needed to be at work, we both needed to be at work. So then what do? And I've done it all childcare wise. I've done daycare centers. I've done nannies, you know, I've piecemealed it all together. But the most important thing is just to be able to have that list of people that you can call, like, so that you can feel in control of what's happening when things get crazy. And the last thing I would say is accept that this is emotionally exhausting and you're physically recovering. And people like to try to be like superwoman. And I think that we need to just throw that idea out the window and really allow ourselves that time and space to have this emotional exhaustion as you're figuring out life as a new mom and getting to know your new baby. That is emotionally exhausting. On top of being physically exhausting, being up in the middle of the night, you know, recovering from whether it be childbirth itself or learning how to breastfeed or just your, you know, abdominals recovering from birth. But all of this, yes. I think people put too much on their plate because they want to look like Superwoman. And I think scaling it back and resetting expectations for yourself and giving yourself that grace to allow for healing, both emotionally and physically, but also growth emotionally, which takes up a lot of that bandwidth, will make a huge difference going back to work. Why are you tired? Because you're doing a lot. Your body is going through a lot. And I think if we acknowledge that and recognize it, we won't be so hard on ourselves, because that's the worst thing is when people, new moms especially, are so hard on themselves returning to work. And they're like, it's just not the same. I'm so exhausted. Well, yeah, it is. It's very exhausting. So holding that space for yourself, I think, is so essential. Otherwise, we burn out too quickly.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happens. And you said so many things in there that I want to respond to. I think the biggest take home is the community part. Like you said, just realizing whenever you get home, there's nobody. Like, you thought people were coming and no one's coming. And it just feels very isolating to also be so exhausted, so tired, to not have any support. And then also feel like, am I the only one that's like so tired and exhausted and can't keep up with the work? So it's just, it's nice to have people to talk to where you're like, you too? Yeah, me too. I mean, just that commiserating with other moms that are like, okay, so what are you doing? When you think about ancestrally how we were like in caves and huts, and like, we were all like in these little, you know, communities where you had like the grandmother and the aunt, and like everyone was just kind of there and they pitched in, and like one would breastfeed the kid, and like you would go over to your aunt, she'd breastfeed you, and like you all like shared, you know? Whereas that's not the case now. It's all on two people. Are you currently working as a PA right now? Or I believe I read somewhere in the pandemic, you had to step away from your job. You were fighting burnout. And so you decided to kind of do your own thing. Tell me a little bit about, which I love, side hustles becoming main hustles. How did this happen for you?
Hey guys, and thanks for listening to another episode of the Dr. Nurse Podcast Unscripted. I would like to take this time to let you guys know about the Dr. Nurse Podcast website. On this website, I have free resources for nurses that are looking to up their career, maybe start a side hustle. I also have my Etsy shop where I've created really cute digital downloads for nurse practitioners in regards to life, pregnancy, planning, as well as portraits. Guys, check out my resources at thedrnursepodcast.com, and let's get back to the episode.
Yeah, so that's correct. I'm not currently working as a PA. As we said in the pre-show discussion, I am keeping all my certifications are up to date, and you know, I might go back at some point. And I mean, that's the beauty of healthcare, I think, and why I chose this profession in the first place is because of the flexibility and the opportunity to do part-time versus full-time versus as a PA, you know, I was an ortho, maybe I'll do just surgery. You know, there's many opportunities to pivot even within healthcare itself, which I thought was so wonderful. For right now, I did step away. I had had my third baby in 6 years, working for a very busy private practice, taking weekend call, some holiday call. And it was a lot. And I was really just having a really tough time after my third pregnancy. I went through horrific postpartum anxiety. I think a lot because of the concept of needing to return to work at that level of performance and not being sure I was going to be able to do it. That was definitely a contributing factor. And so when I returned after my third baby, it was like the end of October of 2019. And we had just taken on responsibility at our third hospital. So I was taking call over 3 hospitals when I was on call on top of our normal patient. It was a lot. And it was really just, I got the sense that things were off when I came back. And I was just being given tasks that were like pretty absurd, especially for, you know, a PA to have to do when we had other people within the company that were fully capable and qualified to be doing these other tasks. So I was just burning out all around. And unfortunately, I was reassigned to fully just an office role. And then they switched me from a salaried position to an hourly position, like without really discussing it.
Wow.
So if you want to know what being pushed out feels like, that's what it is in a small company. And I said, you know, it was just ridiculous. And so I started interviewing for other places and the pandemic hit.
How many years of working there?
7.
After how many years have you been working there?
Almost 8.
7 years. Mm-hmm. That's how almost 8 years. That's how you treat an eight-year-old that's given years working through multiple pregnancies. This is how
and I worked up treat until her. My due date with
every wow, pregnancy. It's incredible.
To my due date. I didn't take any time off.
Living in the stress of work, all mm-hmm. that jazz.
Yeah.
Letting it, because we know medically, research-based, the stress affects pregnancy. We did it. We kept going, all that jazz.
Yeah, I was.
And then as you were kind of struggling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. This stuff fires me up. I get pissed about this kind of stuff because it's mm-hmm. like, do we value what women are doing? Instead of just coming and talking to you, having a conversation with you. Hey, what's going on? How are you doing? Like, we don't ask women. And I wrote a piece on this, on women and postpartum depression. We don't ask how they are. And yet that first year, it's the hardest year. Mm-hmm. And we're most sleep deprived, pumping, learning how to do. Now you've got 3 babies. You're like, every child is a level of complexity. You're doing it all. And the work is just starting to put you out to pasture.
Yeah.
She's not worth much anymore. Let her just live out her days. That's what they're doing, right?
Right. Where literally in my head, I was thinking, okay, I'm definitely done having children. That was my third child. And I was like, this is great. I can finally now focus back on work. Like, I was really excited now with the experience that I had within the company to now be really building upwards, not outwards. So it was disappointing. I started interviewing for other roles and then the pandemic hit. And I pulled, you know, at that point, everywhere I was looking were in hospital settings, exactly where I didn't want to be with I had a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 6-month-old. And we didn't know anything at that point about how it was affecting children. And I was like, nope, not doing it to my kids. And I pulled all of my resumes and just said, okay, I need to be home with my kids right now, which felt really weird. Like I was doing something wrong, you know, like it was so strange not waking
up. Oh, but you aren't
going to work.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a mindset. It was so strange. But luckily I did always have working mom notes on the side. And I thought to myself, well, this is a really awesome opportunity to dive in full time to this community building an experience and see what happens. And here we are now, 2 years later, and you know, it's just been so wonderful. The people that I've connected with and the lives impacted and the things that we've done, including I put together a whole salary transparency report. It's on an Excel sheet. I'll have to link it for you. But it's awesome. It's just women just coming forward and being true about what experience is like for them as a working mom. And it has advice, how much they're making, how many years experience. Some of them put their email down so that people can network together. And this is like hundreds of, it's not just, you know, 50. It's like almost, I think almost 1,000 women so far. And it's just a rolling list of people. It's amazing. It's just been really fun to see women come together in such a positive way.
Two things. First, I love the idea of women coming together and building businesses, building options for other women. No other human is going to understand this struggle unless you've been there. Like, I have worked full time. I remember just being like, oh my gosh, this is going to kill me. Like, if I keep doing this, and then to see how your job devalues you and you're like, wait, this person's making more than me. Like, all these things, if you can see, if we could open the doors to one another, you hear about physicians in bro clubs. They look out for each other, but women don't do this. The second thing that I love about your whole journey is that you kept working mom notes going in the background as this possible option. And that's something that I want all of my listeners, especially my moms, to hear is that, yes, you have a job. Yes, you're a mom, but you need to be building something for yourself on the side, something that you're passionate about, something that you can get fired up about on a podcast and talk about, because that is part of how you get back to who you were prior to your child.
Writing on Instagram, people were like, how do you come up with this stuff? And I was like, it's literally like a public journal. It's not like I didn't do it to create content. I was doing it because I had all these pent up feelings inside that I had to get out. And something about hitting send on the post button when it went out to the world and having women come back and basically validate my experience by saying, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I feel this way too. You know, everyone said, you're so brave for talking about these things. And I'm like, I needed to, because I was literally going crazy in my own body, not talking about them. And this platform was really to help me. Like, yes, I'm helping people by talking about it, but they're helping me just as much by validating that it's not just me. It's like a normal thing. So I think it's important. It can be really scary to be vulnerable and talk about those tough things that you're thinking or feeling. But that's where the magic is, in those hard conversations. To your point, when you were talking about finding that thing for yourself, there's this wonderful author. Her name is Eve Rodsky. She wrote the book Fair Play Method, and it's amazing. If you're having trouble with your husband after this baby has now arrived and you're doing all the things in healthcare and your partner's doing all the things in their job, I just highly recommend it. I mean, I literally sat down. It's a deck of cards and it breaks up all the tasks that you have to do. All of them. And if you want to know why you're burnt out, just
go. It's called Fair Play Game.
Fair Play. Yes. And it comes.
Because you started breaking up. It's called Fair Play. Okay.
Fair Play. Yes. And it's a deck of cards. And the book outlines how to do it and how to use it. But ultimately, you know, I sat down and looked at this deck of cards and I was holding about 70 cards and my husband was holding about 15. And it's like, well, no wonder I'm so tired, because I'm holding all the cards. And it's easier for him to see, or your partner to see, because you're like, okay, I need you to take these. You need to take the cards. And now they need to be your responsibility.
Yeah.
So it's just a really nice way to have a
That is so good.
Mm-hmm. And she did a follow-up book called Unicorn Space. So it's called Finding Your Unicorn Space, which is what you're referring to, that passion project or just a place for you. And she has dubbed it her unicorn space. Like, whatever that means to you is your passion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, like you said, it doesn't have to be monetized. I mean, when I first started doing podcasting,
it was me pouring money into all the different things I needed to keep the podcast going. I mean, that was it. And I was just like, I'm just going to talk because that's what I feel like I'm good at. And I just, it's cathartic to me to talk to people about what they're doing with their careers. And as someone that had just recently kind of had the shell shock of like, I have to work, I have to go back, I wasn't prepared. I'm not prepared. Is anybody else not prepared? I can't be the only one that didn't see this coming. I began to go, I want to have these conversations. And yes, it was to help me, but it ended up being that I was solving the problem for other people too, because I'm not alone and you aren't alone. We are all in this. And one of the Instagram posts I think is so funny, you posted about, it was a PA. She'd worked like 54 hours in a week and she came home and she's like, it's harder being a stay-at-home mom than it was being at work. And we need to give ourselves space as moms and as women to recognize that the work of being at home is extremely tough and extremely valuable. And we need to start valuing ourselves in those roles, because I think reverberating, not just in nursing, I don't know if it's this way with PAs, but it definitely is this way in nursing, is that women don't know their worth. We, for whatever reason, in society or in culture, or I don't know what, just gives us this internal thing within women to kind of go, we're not enough and we aren't worth certain things. I need to start understanding what my value is and either go, that needs to go, I can't do this, I got to say no to this because I'm still valuable. You yes, could be replaced tomorrow and you are irreplaceable. In your home. You are irreplaceable in your home. I want to normalize this conversation. I want to normalize pay transparency. I talk about my salary all the time on the podcast. I'm like, this is what I make an hour. People are like, oh gosh, poor thing. You know, like I talk about that stuff because I want people to know, like I went part-time, but it was a 70-80% pay cut. But for me, that number of what I'm missing is vital. It's my sanity. It's my sleep. It's my time with my son. It's my memories. That space for me has infinite value.
Yes.
For me, it might not be the same for you. And so everyone do what's good for you, but listen to yourself. Because if you're not listening, you're going to wake up at 50 and 60 and you can regret the decisions that you made through your 20s and your 30s and your 40s. Tell my listeners where they can find you, Ashley, if they're like, oh, I want to see what she's talking about. Like, what is it that she's talking about that impressed Sandra so much?
So you can find me. I try to post daily on Instagram at Working Mom Notes. Basically every social media platform, that's my handle, whether it be Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. If you are in the New Jersey area, we do have a private community on Facebook for Working Mom Notes. Again, just search that name. I also run for my local community an emergency babysitter group so that when parents are in need of emergency childcare, they send me a form and I blast it out to like hundreds of babysitters locally in our area. So all these little things, you can make this stuff too. I know moms are so burned out, but it's not just me that can do it. You can do it too. If you need more people in your community, I always say just create a Facebook group or throw a message in people's mailboxes. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's start a group me chat or whatever it is. It's possible. It takes a little bit of effort, but it's well worth it. I always, always say it will pay you back tenfold. It's just getting going. And if you need the inspiration to get going, then come follow me at Working Mom Notes and feel free to DM me anytime. I try to reply to everyone. And it's been really a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Ashley. Thanks for tuning in to the Dr. Nurse Podcast.
So that's a wrap. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. And leave me a review if you like the show. I would love to get 5 stars. The Dr. Nurse Podcast is on the World Wide Web, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, and TikTok. Subscribe to my newsletter for updates on new podcast episodes and other information to help you on your own nursing journey. You can always message me at thedrnursepodcast@gmail.com with any career professions that you are interested in hearing about. And just a friendly reminder, the information on this podcast is for educational purposes only, and the information should not be used in substitute for professional care by a medical provider. The information in this podcast does not represent medical or professional advice or services.
See you, Mama. Bye.